The reason they call it Tyler Bile, there was an old guy that lived up there, old Walt Tyler. So they named it Tyler Bile.
Which side of the river is it on, the north or the south side?
Well, it would be on the north side of the river. The Kalamazoo River goes this way.
Yeah.
And then Tyler Bile there, and then there's a small stream that runs into Silver Lake.
Okay. Okay. So it wasn't right there by the bridge, that area that used to flow.
Well, if you cross the bridge there on the highway,
yeah,
you look to the left as you go, there's Tyler Bile, and there's the Kalamazoo River.
Okay, as you're crossing the bridge coming from Douglas?
No, coming from here.
Yeah.
If you cross, go down the highway.
Yeah.
And then you cross the big bridge here on the highway, the one in Douglas.
The big bridge.
Yeah. If you look to the left, you see Tyler Bile.
Okay, so it's further down from where your fish shanty was. It's not right out from that.
Yeah.
It's further down. Okay, and you used to call that crest of the hill there Pier Point?
Yeah.
And you used to play in that field up there?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't really know who owned that property.
Well, before 26, it belonged to the Hayses. Well, the Paulsers had it at one point, and then F.G. Hayes.
Well, we never knew what we used to go over there on our bicycles, and then when we got cars, we used to go over there in the cars.
Would you sit out on the point and watch the view?
Well, we just goofing around, you know.
Yeah, my grandpa loved the point there because he'd take a chair out there and sit. And of course, the interstate bridge wasn't there, and there wasn't any noise coming up from the traffic.
Yeah.
And you could just see the birds and the animals. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, that used to be it. We used to play there as kids.
Yeah. Well, they bought it in 26. They bought the piece right at the end of Maple in 26. And I think one of the Hayes sisters, who became a Parker, sold the Point property later in the 40s to my grandfather. This is the Bear property because he liked to go out there on the point. Now my parents built their retirement home right there on the point. Okay, here's some pictures of out in the boat.
Well, that was taken in Cherubusco, Indiana.
Okay, it's not local. Okay. Well, you look like you traveled quite a bit and saw different things in different places. That part of your...
Yeah, that's the oval. Those are carp in boxes.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, is this all in Saugatuck, these pictures?
Yeah, that's the big pavilion. That's downtown Saugatuck. This is Lake Street. This is Lake Street.
Now, this car wreck there, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, a friend of mine, he was coming back from going to Chicago and had a leak in the muffler, and he passed out from the gas and hit a telephone pole.
Oh, did he die?
No. He died here a few months ago. He had the other apartment over here.
Okay. And these are more in Saugatuck?
Yeah. Most all those are Saugatuck.
And that down on Butler someplace?
That's downtown in Saugatuck.
Okay. And they're working in the boat works? Or they're cleaning fish, it looks like.
Yeah.
Now, was this down on Water Street?
This is the back street's Butler. Isn't that Butler?
Back of the Butler. Okay.
Butler Street, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's more of a pretty girl?
Yeah.
And that?
Yeah.
Was that drying out nets or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And building a house or something?
Yeah.
they were swimming?
Yeah, that's, I think that's Betty Fiala's daughter.
Okay. And is this local?
No, that's Gawthorne Lake over here.
Gawthorne Lake.
Practically every picture's got a car in it. We were kind of car crazy.
Well, my brother, he can tell you exactly how many cars he's owned and what sequence and what they were. And
I don't know. There's one there you'll get a kick out of seeing a picture, but I don't know just where it is.
Oh, that's a nice picture of the... hanging up the nets after season's over?
That's where they remodeled the boat. That's my dad and that's Rube.
Okay.
Twins.
Okay. Yeah, now these older pictures are
the
kind that would really get some value out of as far as... But I think the fastest way to do this, since I don't have little sticky notes, is if I... Go ahead and scan them and then bring them back to you on the computer when you've got some time, and I show them on the computer, and you can tell me who they were.
Yeah.
And then while we're on that picture, I'd write their name down and go on to the next picture, and then you tell me that. Would you mind doing that?
No, I don't. I ain't got nothing else to do.
Okay. More cars.
More cars.
Well, that's a pretty red one. These some children and grandchildren?
That's my son.
You have the one boy?
Yep.
And grandchildren too?
No. Those are the grandkids, those two boxers.
Yeah. Well, we've had dogs in our time, but they're kind of tie you down, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Looks like you were at a reunion there of some kind.
No, that was up in Grand Rapids. We just took... I just took some pictures. We went up to look at the B-24 and a B-17.
And on my wife's side, one of her uncles was in the Pacific on a submarine called the Seawolf. And it was sunk by friendly fire.
Oh.
So there was 12 in her mom's family, 6 boys and 6 girls, and I think all 6 boys were in service, and five of the 6 came back.
Huh.
That's a nice pretty house. Like a golf course.
That was my sister's place, I guess.
Now, was she in Illinois?
That was in Illinois.
Oh, a picture of Prince Charles. I guess there's going to be another wedding before long with the royal family. Now, is this Saugatuck?
Yeah. That's Saugatuck in the river.
Oh. Someone takes a bath. This is a handsome young man.
That's it. That's me. You can see I had a lot of different cards.
Yeah.
I always took pictures of all the cars. Every picture's got a car in it.
Well, I think my brother would be right up there. He loves cars. Oh, and there's gas. At downtown Saugatuck?
Yeah. It, right down there in the corner.
Yeah. Andrew. Now, there's the Andrew.
Yeah, that
one of the boats?
That, my dad retired and he sold the boat and the guy hadn't picked it up and we went down and I took some pictures of it.
Okay, this was after he had sold it and before it left.
Yeah.
You ever know what became of it?
It went up to Upper Peninsula.
Was in service for a while or you didn't know when it left?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, I know R.J. Peterson, just the other day, he's got this old tugboat out in the middle of the river. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
He just sold that to somebody.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, he put it up on eBay, on the internet, and I think the winning bid was $9,100.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of interesting to see where it goes.
She's an old tug, yeah.
Yeah, 1913 tug, they said.
I don't know. There's one with the whole Sewers family in it, but I don't know which it's in.
That's that family photo you were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we'll get to it. Maybe this one, bigger pages. Pictures from way back when.
Yeah. I think this was my sister's.
Okay. Who was that?
That's my dad, my mother, when they were young.
Oh, goodness. That's wonderful. Little me, was that her?
I don't know. That was my I know this was my grandma, and that was my mother. And to this day, I can't quite figure out how my grandmother and my mother were pregnant at the same time.
Huh. Well, let me see. I think I have that note. That she was your grandmother the second wife, or?
No.
I think I left it up there, didn't I?
Yeah. I tried to figure out how old she was when she had, like, my sister and my aunt.
Uh-huh.
They were both the same age.
Okay, well, if...
And I often wondered, there's something going on that I don't know in history.
If the first child was born when the mother was 20 and... She could still have another child when she was in her 40s, and the other.
Yeah, I thought she was older than that. I had to look on the tombstone in the cemetery.
Chase School.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I never could figure that out. See.
Aunt Emma. Emma who?
Yeah, that was my mother's sister.
So she was a Haber.
Yeah.
She married.
That's the whole family on my mother's side.
Okay. And you knew everybody in it?
No. No, that was the whole family. His name was Haber, and I heard on television who invented poison gas for the Germans during World War I.
Was it Haber?
It was a Haber.
Huh.
Yeah. I often wondered if it was a relative of mine, because my grandpa come from Germany. When the war started, they had government checked up on him.
How's that? One of the houses on...
That's on Lake Street.
On Lake Street.
Yep.
1933. dedication of the Oval. Was all dressed up.
Yeah.
Was that one of the years he was mayor?
Yeah, that's when he was mayor, and that's my sister, and I don't know who the other guy is.
Okay. And this house?
Yeah, that's right there on Lake Street.
On Lake Street. Was it the same as the other picture?
Yeah.
Last picture of the mother. Congratulations, telegram, 1914, December 30th. Maybe they're married.
I don't know what... See, a lot of this stuff my sister had.
Mary Haber, Frank Sewers, married December 13th, 1914. So that was their announcement.
Yeah.
And there was a telegram they got from somebody congratulating them on their wedding. That's nice. These pictures, you know who those people are?
No. That's possibly a picture of my mother. I'm not sure. See, look, some of these my sister put up, I didn't know them.
Johnny Faltus and Jean?
That's my sister. I wouldn't know when the name is on there, and I know where the picture was taken, right there on Lake Street.
Is that your parents?
Yeah.
This is a nice picture. Is that your dad?
Yeah.
A bunch of beauties.
That's the dedication of the Oval.
It was a dedication of the Oval, okay. And a bunch of clippings. So he was mayor in 37 then, when they did.
Yeah, he was mayor for a couple, 3 years. I don't know, just exactly remember.
I've got a pile there. What about? Is that here in town?
That's right there on Lake Street.
This one?
Yeah. An apartment. They're still there.
Okay.
Yeah. They haven't changed much.
Now, a friend of mine goes to the community church. He's a little older than you. His name's Mel Hershaw. You
know? Oh, Mel. Oh, he was here the other day.
Was he?
Oh, Mel and I go to breakfast once in a while.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you knew Mel.
Oh, yeah, I know him. In fact, he's going to turn 90 on the, I think it's the 16th of
May. Yeah, Demi was telling me that I know he's a couple years older than I am.
Yeah, he turns 90 in February, and the church, after the service on the February 6th, they're going to have a reception for him after the church service for everybody to go and congratulate him.
I didn't know about that. Yeah.
And there's the same picture of your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mel and I go way back.
He's a nice guy.
I like
Mel. Now, was this located there by the Butler?
No, that's across.
There's the bridge.
Yeah, that's that was taken. Right there on about across the street from where the outdoor theater stuff is.
Where Harris Pie?
Right there on the Lake Street.
Okay, well, is it from Bird Center? Would it be toward the bridge or away from the bridge?
Away from the bridge, right there in town.
Okay, but not up to the Butler yet?
No, not up quite up to the Butler.
Where is it? What is it? Cook Park?
Huh?
Is that Coughlin Park?
No, they...
Is that a cleared place?
There's a restaurant there on the corner. Where they have that art shows and stuff?
Yeah.
Right across the street from there.
Right across
the street. My dad owned that property there.
It used to be Harris Park.
Oh, yeah.
This is your son's kindergarten class?
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to recognize them.
Yeah, the pictures are small. There's a group.
That's my ninth grade picture, eighth picture.
And this is your son's class picture. More class pictures. This is one of you.
That's me. I'm in there.
In high school, that's Jane Bird. I recognize her.
No, that...
Isn't that Jane Bird?
No, Jane Bird was 2 years ahead of me in school.
Well, it looks like Jane Bird. Maybe it's not.
No, that's her cousin, though.
Is it?
Her name was Hedgeland.
Okay, well, the features look similar.
Yeah, that was Virginia Hedgeland. She was in my class.
And you know most of these people?
Oh, yeah.
So I'd need to come back with a copy, and you could tell me name by name. But I think the fastest way would be for me to scan more school pictures.
Yeah.
That's a nice picture of a mill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice picture of a pavilion.
Yeah.
I only remember going to one movie in that. It was Bell, Book, and Candle with Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
And Kim Novak.
It was just on television not long ago.
Bell, Book, and Candle?
Yeah.
And Jack Lemmon. And who else? I don't remember, but yeah, Ernie Kovac. That was a good movie. I enjoyed that. Now, this is the same house on Lake?
Yeah, that the house is still there. It looks just about like that yet.
Okay. Now, I recognize this house.
Well, it looks it. Well, they've got a different entrance and stuff, but...
Now, is that the same house?
Yeah. This here is the Snug Harbor gas station.
Okay, but this is the same as this house.
On the same property.
Okay. Because this one kind of stands out. It's got this big porch thing on it.
Yeah.
And it's like that more today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did they also build some kind of walkout porch on top of that?
No, on the side.
On the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up there. My dad eventually made two apartments upstairs. They were never finished off when they moved in there.
Is this here in Saugatuck too?
No, those are taken Pennsylvania, New Jersey, someplace up there.
Okay. My brother-in-law. This is from your dad's business, right?
Yeah, from my brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law. In Saugatuck?
Yeah. Sure is.
That's on the Saugatuck side down... Is it around by Elbow Room?
I'm not sure. Just where it was taken.
Okay. Oh, picture of the new bridge.
Yeah, there's the bridge. There's the boat again.
The Andrew. Now, was that the boat he used his whole time, or did he have a number of boats?
Well, he had a... one before that, yeah. That was the last one he had.
Okay. That's the same house?
I don't know. I don't know how come I took so many pictures of the house.
Well, it's nice to have pictures of the same building at different times. It kind of gives a history of the building. Now, that's different, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a wooden boat he had. before the steel boat.
And the Andrew was the steel boat?
Yeah.
And this is the wooden one he had.
Yeah.
With it. Do you remember its name?
William Carey.
William Carey. Still recording here? Yeah, still going. Now feeding the deer.
It's funny, that one with all the family, I don't know where it is.
I think didn't we see that?
Well, no, that was on my mother's side.
That was a Haber.
But on my father's side.
Okay.
I didn't realize I took so many pictures.
There's some of the stick in there.
That's me, and that's my son.
Okay. The Romney balloon. You went to some kind of rally?
That was at the Allegan Fair.
Oh, okay.
In Allegan.
That looks like a official building, is that?
Oh, that's the...
The church?
No, I think the woman's club downtown.
Oh, okay.
That's my aunt.
Okay, she was a member of the women's club?
Oh, I suppose. I don't know.
Motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. He went through the motorcycles.
Yeah, these are a little loose. Make sure they don't fall out.
I told you I had a lot of pictures.
Yeah, well, great. There's gas station.
Yeah, that's Snug Harbor.
Now,
there's Demi down there.
Okay.
I don't know how come he got so many pictures, but
and car wreck again. Building something?
Building my house.
Oh, the one you lived in.
Yeah.
And was it here in town?
Yeah, over by the golf course on 65th Street.
Okay.
Still there.
Yeah, there's a parking lot at
Crowbar downtown.
Yeah.
You just wonder how come I took some of those pictures, you know, just take a picture. I suppose use the film.
Some of them have cars and some of them have pretty girls.
Yeah.
Who broke the leg there?
Oh, that was a friend of mine. He just died here this summer.
What was his name?
Toad. He owned the Blue Temple.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of him.
Well. He lived right over there in this other apartment.
Did he?
Yeah.
What kind of fish is that?
Sturgeon.
Is that a sturgeon? So it was legal to take him back then. I think it's not allowed now, is it?
I don't know if you can take sturgeon again or not.
I think they're protected. I saw something in the paper the other day about... That's toad again?
Yeah. Yeah, he lived in that apartment right over there, in the A2, or A3.
Well, there's some young gentleman with a motorcycle, and...
Yeah, kind of look. I think Mel's in that picture. I don't know.
Is he? Now, I've been looking for pictures of this fish shanty down on bridge, and I haven't.
Well,
maybe we've gone past it.
It's on that on that CD.
It's on the CD.
It's a good picture of it.
Okay. This is more recent. This your house over there?
Yes, my house over on 65th Street.
This is the older wooden boat.
Yeah.
William Carey. William Carey.
Yeah.
And this is the Andrew?
No. That's the Ike.
That's the Ike.
That's the William Carey when it was a ferry boat, way before.
They converted to fishing.
Yeah.
Wow. Snow scene, that house, that Saugatuck?
Where, right here?
That there?
Yeah, that's the house on Lake Street.
The same house.
I don't know how come I took so many pictures of house. But
well,
I must have.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you did. Now, this was in New Guinea?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And is that the Andrew or the William Carey?
No, that's a PT boat.
That's a PT boat. Okay, these are all war pictures. Yeah. That looks like a presidential palace or something.
Well, I think that was a...
government building?
In Manila, in the Philippines.
You could come back in and out through San Francisco when you went to the Pacific?
Yeah, we come back.
Through San Francisco?
Yeah.
Because my uncle did the same. That yeah. was where he came back into the States, at San Francisco, and I was just wondering if that was the common way. Goodness, got a treasure of pictures here. Well, if I can borrow these and scan the pictures and then come back with you and return them and sit down with the computer and we can bring the pictures up and you can tell me a little about them and
yeah.
I'll write it down.
Yeah.
But we never did see the other...
No, I don't know where that was.
That on top.
I don't.
Well, I think I'm going to have to stand these. So if you let me borrow those, I expect it'll take me a couple of days to get through them. I'll work on them and set up an appointment, bring them back, and get with
yeah.
you.